Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bonjour everyone and welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
This week we have a special show for you because this week is la fête de la musique.
Chrisella and Erica's favorite day of the year.
Yes, the coolest day in France.
Now, first, if you don't know what Fête de la Musique is, you can listen to our elementary lesson that came out yesterday about it.
It's the day of the year where professional and amateur musicians are encouraged to
sing all over the streets of France.
And we have a very funky song for you.
A little funk.
It's a song by Sinclair,
who I love. I think he's one of my favorite French singers. And this is a great song too, because you're going to learn a lot of slang.
A lot of slang, but don't worry. They're all very common words and expressions. Things that I personally say all the time.
So what's this song about?
A French couple. They're very French. They love and hate each other at the same time.
But Sinclair says, well, hey.
Si c'est bon comme ça.
That's the title. So what does it mean?
It means... If it's okay like that.
If it's good like that, then let's hear the first two lines.
D'être maladroite, il est un peu fêlé. Elle n'est pas diplomate.
We get our first description of the two people in this couple. So let's start with elle.
Elle est très maladroite.
Awkward or clumsy. What about him?
Il est un peu fêlé.
Fêlé, now what's that word? That's slang, right?
Yeah, that's slang. It literally means he's cracked.
That guy, he's cracked. Do you use this word?
Yeah, I do use it when I think someone's completely nuts. I say, mais il est complètement fêlé.
Okay, what's the next one?
Elle n'est pas diplomate.
She's not very diplomatic.
Mais lui... Il n'est pas diplômé.
He doesn't have a degree, right?
Yeah.
Il n'est pas diplômé.
Okay, so now let's listen to the next four lines.
Elle fume de gros cigares. Quand elle sèche la fâche. Il abuse des pétards. Mais parce que ma manière.
So, elle fume something, what?
De gros cigares.
Big cigars.
Yes.
When?
Quand elle sèche la fac.
Sécher la fac.
So first, la fac.
Mm-hmm.
That's the short form for faculté, meaning university.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, we use it all the time.
Okay.
We don't say université that much. We always say à la fac, je vais à la fac.
Especially if you're a student there, right?
Yeah.
So sécher la fac means what? Just skip on your university classes.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Grisella, did you a lot of times sécher la fac?
What, me? No?
Yeah, I believe
I didn't.
That. I cannot picture you.
I swear,
you.
Mom and Dad, I didn't.
Yeah, I can never picture you doing that, actually. So what about him?
Il abuse des pétards. Abuser de means abuse of substances. So here, il abuse des pétards, mais il bosse comme un maniaque. So bosser, it means to work. Not slang, but really informal.
Okay.
My dad would say it.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what?
Comme un maniaque.
So, maniac, it's not really maniac in the English sense where, like, well, that guy's crazy, like the fêlé way.
Yeah,
right?
Not really. It means he's obsessed with work, really.
Yeah. Il est maniac, like he's just so obsessed, especially cleaning and stuff.
Je suis un maniac du ménage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're going to hear the main verse of the song.
Si c'est bon comme ça, yeah, il ne faut pas que ça change.
Okay, let's stop dancing now and start translating.
Si c'est bon comme ça.
Okay, so we know what that means. Well, hey, it's good like that. Then what?
Il ne faut pas que ça change.
It should not change. But this next one, he says...
C'est si bon comme ça.
Okay, so he switched the two words. Normally it's si c'est bon, if it's good. But here he says...
C'est si bon.
It's so good.
Yes.
Which is why, for a long time, I thought that was the name of the song.
It isn't.
Or the way he was singing the other parts. Now I know. Sometimes he says, si, c'est bon comme ça. Just in this one part is when he says, c'est si bon comme ça.
Yeah.
It's so good like that.
Quand tout se mélange, when everything mixes together, when everything...
Like two people that are so different. What does that create?
Ça donne un goût étrange.
It gives a strange taste.
Yeah. It's kind of funny here because the way he says that, quand tout se mélange, ça donne un goût étrange, it kind of sounds like he's talking about food.
Uh-huh.
When he's actually talking about two people coming together.
Uh-huh.
And they have their differences and contradictions. So now let's hear some more about their differences.
Regarde la télé et parle au téléphone. Il aime le fond parler, ne parle à personne.
Elle regarde la télé et parle au téléphone.
So she's a multitasker.
Yeah, apparently she is. She watches TV and speaks on the phone at the same time.
Does he like to talk?
Well, il aime le franc-parler.
So what's le franc-parler?
Outspokenness.
Yeah, directness.
Yeah.
Speaks frankly, tells you the way
he's
it is.
He's really straightforward.
Is this a common expression?
Yeah, very common too.
So even though he's so outspoken and direct.
Mais ne parle à personne.
He doesn't talk to anyone though.
Yeah.
A lot of oxymorons in this song, huh?
And now there's even more oxymore in the next part. Let's listen to it.
Ils sont souvent chic, mais rarement en même temps. Ils n'ont jamais d'afrique, mais en dépense pourtant.
So here he says, ils sont souvent chic.
Chic. So chic. So they're often chic, but...
Rarement en même temps.
But not ever at the same time. So one looks chic, another one doesn't.
Yeah.
Also...
Ils n'ont jamais de fric.
Okay, fric.
That's a slang word to say money.
And it's really common.
Yeah, very really common. Like you could ask your friends, hey, t'as du fric sur toi?
So they never have any fric, but they spend it anyway.
Yeah, mais on dépense pourtant.
Okay, so then he sings a verse again. He sings a lot in this song, so we're just going to skip to the next part where it's some new words.
Il aime se maquiller, voir l'air naturel. Il aime se débrouiller, tout seul mais pas sans elle.
Okay, so what does she like to do?
Elle aime se maquiller.
Se maquiller is to put on makeup.
Yeah, she likes putting on makeup.
And the next part is kind of a contradiction, huh? Because at the same time he says...
Avoir l'air naturel.
So even though she likes to put on makeup, she also wants to look natural.
Yes, avoir l'air naturel.
Okay, what about him? What does he like to do?
Il aime se débrouiller. It means really to manage all right.
Got it under control.
I don't need any help.
Right.
He likes to se débrouiller. Tout seul.
All alone.
But, mais pas sans elle.
Not without her.
Yeah.
So, not really.
So, he wishes he could be independent, but really, he needs her.
So, next we're going to hear a little bit more about the relationship.
Elle écoute ses parents, la pauvre, mais ne croit que son mec. Il lui parle doucement, c'est ce qui lui cloue le bec.
So in the next part, he says, elle écoute ses parents.
La pauvre.
So she listens to her mom and dad, to her parents. La pauvre. Yeah. It's kind of funny because in French, we don't need to say girl to say the poor girl. We just say la pauvre. And for a boy, le pauvre.
So even though she listens to her parents.
Mais ne croit que son mec.
She only believes her man.
Son mec.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a very informal word to say men.
It's like guy.
Yeah, really.
Mec.
But if you add the possessive, like, son mec, it means her boyfriend.
Her guy.
Yeah.
So how does son mec talk to her?
Il lui parle doucement.
And that's the thing that does what?
C'est ce qui lui cloue le bec. Clouer le bec.
Okay, what's that?
Literally, it means to nail someone's beak.
Okay.
But it's a very informal way to say that you've left someone speechless. You've done something that they just couldn't talk back.
You shut him up.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
So when he speaks to her doucement.
C'est ce qui lui cloue le bec.
So, interesting couple, huh?
Very interesting couple.
But hey, if si c'est bon comme ça.
Il ne faut pas que ça change.
Uh-huh.
That's a very French couple.
Really?
Yeah, really when I listen to the song, I'm like, we are so like that. We just really like this love-hate relationships.
Uh-huh.
We love to fight and pinch each other.
And then make up.
And then, yeah, kiss and make up and everything's okay.
So in France, you'd say opposites attract?
Yes. Les opposés s'attirent. Yeah. Les contraires s'attirent.
So great song today.
Yeah, really funky. It makes me want to dance.
Perfect song today to celebrate La Fête de la Musique.
Yes. I hope today you're not going to be shy. You're going to go out on the street and sing and play the guitar.
If you're in France.
Even if you're not in France.
Go start Fête de la Musique in your country.
Exactly. Just do it. Celebrate music.
That's Come right. On. Even in your living room if it's necessary, right?
Yeah, or your garage.
Or your shower.
Anyway.
As long as you chante avec nous. And if voulez-vous chanter avec moi next week, make sure you come to frenchpod.com. Okay, as we exit the podcast, we're going to hear what Priscilla is singing.
Si c'est bon comme ça. Bye, everyone.